بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى: واستغفر لذنبك وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات. Still in the chapter of the virtues of seeking forgiveness from Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and that we have been actually commanded by Allah that we should ask forgiveness from Allah ta'ala. With regard to the introduction, one ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, wa'afu anna, at the end of Surah Baqarah, and with regard to reading the last ruku, it has been stressed very greatly that every night before sleeping we should read this last ruku. Besides the other things that we have to read, we should read the last ruku of Surah Baqarah also. In fact, some of the learned people said they have never met any wise man who doesn't read Surah, the last ruku of Surah Baqarah before going to sleep. And the last part of Surah Baqarah is wa'afu anna, which means outwardly that, oh Allah, forgive us. The tafsir of this has been given in the hadith, by the mufassirin, that, oh Allah, umhu athar dhunubina, destroy, remove, rub out all the evidence of our sins. So when a person says wa'afu anna, the Allah Ta'ala has taught us that we must ask him that wherever the evidence of our sins are, oh Allah, destroy those evidence. It is like from the highest court, there can be no court higher than the court of Allah. And all the files which are kept there against a person, that Allah Himself destroys them. And He doesn't leave that favor upon us from the Farishta also, that the Farishta say that I've done you this favor, but Allah Himself destroys them. Ulama have written that whenever a person commits a sin and a good deed, there are four evidence that are for it immediately. One is the part of the body with which he commits that sin, whether it is his tongue, whether it's his eyes, whether it's his heart, whichever part of the body committed the sin, that is one witness against him. The second is the piece of ground, that ground on which he committed that sin. It is recorded there also. And the third, the kiram and katimin, the al-malaika, farishtas who are on our right and left shoulder and who record all our deeds. The farishta on the right records all the good deeds. The farishta on the left records all our bad deeds. And from all this then it is transferred into our nama-i-amal, our record of deeds. So when we say wa'afu anna, Allah Himself destroys, rubs out, removes all the evidence of those sins, so they are not there. And Allah does this, and not only little, but in abundance. And in fact, we should make dua to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah is that merciful being, that, oh Allah, change all our evil deeds into good deeds. Allah Ta'ala does that, and on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will enumerate all the sins of a person, his minor sins. And a person will have no choice but to admit to it. And that will be also done in privacy, not in front of all. Then Allah will say, now I've changed all your gunas into good deeds. That person will jump immediately and say, oh Allah, there are still plenty more big sins of mine. They also have to be converted into good deeds. So merciful is Allah Ta'ala. So, wa'afu anna wa'afir lana. And oh Allah, forgive us. And the meaning of that is, oh Allah, hide all our faults and make our good that we have, make that known to the people. And that also Allah Ta'ala does. وَرْحَمْنَا, and oh Allah, have mercy upon us. The mercy of Allah Ta'ala is that تَفَضَّلْ عَلَيْنَا بِفُنُونِ الْعَلَىٰ, oh Allah, you shower your blessings in torrents amongst us. Huge amounts of your blessings. Ma istihqaqina bi afaninil iqab. Though we are actually guilty and we need the worst of punishment, but you are that kind being that instead of that worst punishment, you send down your great, great mercies and your forgiveness and your favors and your ni'mats you send down. So this also we should read. And then, anta maulana. Ulama have also written that in these three words, wa'afu anna, wa'afir lana, wa'arhamna, Allah Ta'ala is being addressed, but not with the pronoun, with the direct, the first person, with the second person pronoun. But now when a person has done this, he has come out of darkness. He has cleared his matters with Allah Ta'ala. Now Allah put him in a position that he speaks directly to Allah and says, Anta Mawlana. That, oh Allah, you are our Mawla. You are us, the controller of all our affairs. You are the you are in charge of all our matters. You are ours. You are Sayyiduna wa Mawlana. You are everything of ours. You help us. And then now, فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Then Allah helps a person against the non-believers. First we must come right, we must end. How easy Allah has made it for us to come right, that we just make this, read this dua, and with earnestness and with sincerity, Allah forgives all our sins. So Allah Ta'ala is that great merciful being that He forgives in this way. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, and the ulama say, that when Allah Himself has taught us how to ask for forgiveness, this is also clear proof that Allah wants to forgive us. He didn't leave it to us that we must work out a formula, work out the sentences, how to ask. Right from the beginning, Allah has taught us how to ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when shaitan mislead him and he ate of that forbidden fruit which Allah had forbidden for him, immediately he turned to Allah and he said, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Oh Allah, we have done a great wrong to us. فَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا. And you, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. That we have done a great wrong, O Allah, you forgive us. We ask of you forgiveness. Shaitan, when he did his wrong, he did not ask for forgiveness, but he asked for a long life to mislead the people. So when a person does wrong, and also shaitan, no other shaitan came to mislead him. It was his own nafs. And the part of nafs that misled him was his pride. That he said that I'm created from fire which goes up. Adam alayhi salam is created from sand which goes down. So this pride of his. The other is that he objected to Allah Ta'ala. That Allah, you telling me to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam, whereas I am more superior than him. So this pride of his and not accepting the command of Allah Ta'ala. Shaitan made so much ibadah that there isn't a span of hand left on the surface of the earth where he did not make sajda. He knew the shariats of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the juziyat, which we will call the fine print. And he had so much recognition, marifat of Allah, that he knew when Allah is actually angry. At that time also Allah's anger doesn't overpower Allah. And he asked at that time, give me respite until the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala gave him, but he did not have one thing, and that is that love for Allah. That whether it makes sense to a person or not, he listens to his beloved. That is ishq, that he did not have. And that is also what a person has to develop, that whatever Allah's command is, whether we understand it or not, we accept it and we fulfill it. Today also, unfortunately, we have brought ourselves to that level, that what we understand and what makes sense to us, and what our brains tell us, that we accept. Otherwise, we have objections on ayats of the Quran Sharif, on hadith of Bukhari Sharif, because it doesn't make sense to us. That is not at all a believer, how a believer should be. We must accept wholeheartedly and totally whatever we know it is Allah who said it, it's final. What Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, we must have so much love that we accept it wholeheartedly. May Allah give us this great quality of istighfar and seeking pardon from Allah Ta'ala.